USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confirming that he intends to give his acceptance speech for the presidential nomination at this month's Republican Party convention from the White House lawn. The president saying possibly there'll be a group of people since it is a very big lawn. Households boosted retail spending by 1.2% in July, the third straight monthly increase, despite the rise of coronavirus infections. Eric Trump, the president's son, says the economy is starting to show signs of life.
Look at where the Dow Jones is right now. I mean, the Dow Jones is at 28,000 right now. Look at where the NASDAQ is. NASDAQ is all-time highs. I mean, the Dow is literally 1,000 points off of all-time highs. You know what that means for, you know, 401ks and pension plans and our economy in general? Our economy is roaring back to life. It is roaring back to life.
Trump speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A fast-moving wildfire in the foothills of North Los Angeles has burned at least 10,000 acres in a matter of hours. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, remains at less than 10% containment as it burns the mountainside community of Lake Hughes, which is about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Kenny Reynolds lost his home in the fire.
So at that point, it was like, get out of my house, and then I got out in the street and kind of watched the fire come down the hill and up across the street, and it was kind of engulfing on both sides, and we were all kind of like migrating down the street or retreating down the street as it could be, and then it just kind of rolled in and was taking everything as it kind of went down.
Wildfires also continue in other parts of California, Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is asking DNC organizers how much the city is going to have to pay back of their down payment now that the DNC convention has gone virtual. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
AMC is opening some of their theaters with a big special. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
If you're missing heading to the theaters, AMC, the nation's largest movie theater chain, will reopen in the U.S. on August 20th with retro ticket prices of 15 cents per movie. AMC Entertainment, which owns the chain, said that it expects to open the doors to over 100 cinemas, or about one-sixth of its nationwide locations, with the throwback pricing for one day. AMC theaters have reopened in numerous international countries, but have remained shut in the United States since the start of the coronavirus. During its opening day production, AMC will show catalog films such as Ghostbusters, Black Panther, Back to the Future, and Grease. These older films will continue to play afterwards for $5 per ticket. AMC and other chains have said they will operate at reduced capacity to facilitate social distancing, along with increased theater cleaning and required mask wearing.
Brendan Daly, a former communications director for Nancy Pelosi and a political appointee of the Obama administration, is a registered lobbyist for Communist China. Daly's consulting firm was paid $45,000 for a three-month contract to help lobby on behalf of China Central TV Network. Daly's main goal was to help get CCTV into more American homes by providing them strategic counsel. Daly worked for Pelosi for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.